This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I sincerely do appreciate the time you do spend with me on the air, that you do spend with me interacting with the videos and what have you. Turn off what?
Turn on the
mic. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Next time, just hit a hot mic and do that. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on up there, up on the website, as I said. So, I want to get to all these crazy stories that we're seeing. You know, there's so much going on, and we're hearing so much from the... still from the left wing. Now, don't underestimate their ability to keep this fire going. Don't underestimate what they're doing out there to keep these little snowflakes upset and moving forward. Seriously. I'm not joking. Because if you underestimate what they can do, they're just going to, you know... It's like when you're playing poker. Some of you have played poker. It's easy to distract people. It's easy to get people off on the wrong foot, if you would. Anyway, as I said, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I guess it might be to the point where I don't know what we're going to do with these snowflakes. I don't know what we're going to do with these young people. Because they've had years and years and years of somebody doing their bidding, doing what they want to do to make it so it's easy for them. I had a friend of mine today who stopped coaching. I mean, this goes back a few years, but he stopped coaching. He couldn't handle the parents of those snowflakes. You know, he actually coached a softball team at the high school level, junior high school level, I'm sorry. And one year, a group of parents came up to him and said, "So we're not gonna do that out thing and all that, right?" He's like, "What do you mean we're not gonna do the out thing?" She said, or the parents, or the spokesman for the parents said, "Well, we don't want them to feel bad. We don't want you to tag them out. We don't want you to you know, try hard, encourage them, but don't yell at them." Those are the kids you see in the street right now. Those are little immature little turds that you see in the street light right now. Yes, I call them immature little turds. You know why? Because we have a picture of somebody crapping on a sign. Okay? So when did that become protesting? We've become vile and filthy creatures at a certain level. Come on, think about it. So until we get this worked out, until we get this figured out, until you decide that you're not going to allow this kind of thing. Look, the colleges all gave in. I won't say all of them, but a lot of them gave in to to these kids that needed a day off. We have elementary schools. I am sorry. I'm not putting down your elementary school student. But unless you were home bawling your eyes out, talking about how the world was going to come to an end so your child would believe that the world was coming to an end, good job, Mom and Dad, scaring the crap out of your elementary school child. Yeah, this country's been through worse. I mean, did you forget about the Civil War? We have had some major setbacks in this country in the past. So if you think that Donald Trump is a major setback in the end of the world as you know it, good. Now you know what the conservatives felt like when Barack Obama got elected. And understand, we didn't feel like that pretty much with any other president. We didn't like it when Clinton got, or some didn't like it when Clinton got elected, but there wasn't this sinking feeling. There wasn't even a sinking feeling when Jimmy Carter got elected. But with Barack Obama, there was. And I didn't get it right away. I was one of those guys that sat there and said, well, let's see what happens. How much damage can he possibly do? He's a community organizer. What the hey? Right? Yeah, right? I gave him the benefit of the doubt. And I didn't like the guy. And I still gave him the benefit of the doubt. I've had to work in my career for years. I've had to work with people I can't stand. They were the best person for the job, but I couldn't stand them. It doesn't mean you don't work with them. I've had people work for me that I couldn't stand. They were the best person for the job. I mean, is it about getting the job done, or is it about liking the person? I want to get the job done. Okay, I've always said this. I've been saying this for a long time. I want Donald Trump sitting across that table, negotiating with Iran, negotiating these trade deals. Okay, because I keep your email. Somebody sent me an email a couple of weeks ago when I said something like that, like, hey, you know, you're an idiot. You don't even know that the Secretary of State negotiates those. No, really? Duh. And who gives him direction or her direction? Who ultimately has to approve it and okay what the Secretary of State's doing? El Presidente does. That's right. So Donald may shoot out and do it on his own. I don't. If you saw the pace the man had the last couple of weeks, especially of the election, I don't know. He may not need a Secretary of State. The man seems to be able to do the job of five people and fit it all in a 24-hour day. I heard Newt Gingrich talking the other day how they were traveling together, and Newt said the man's got phenomenal energy, and even when Newt and him would be up. The young people would be sleeping. They couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle the pace. So he and Newt would be, he'd be up when they were sleeping, and then when they finally went to bed, they would get up with the young ones and still have the same energy. Oh, it was Giuliani? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. All those old white guys look the same to me.
Yeah, I know.
You know? So, but if you think about it, the guy's got energy. So I'm not worried about him doing any of that stuff. And I think it's about time to make a point, to prove a point, as you saw in the numbers earlier. I think it's time that we have a businessman in that office. It's about time that somebody can look at those numbers and not accept them just because it's education. Like I said, there's a lot of times I question the sameness of what we're doing on the school board. And the answer, most of the time, is, well, that's how education works. That's how this state ed code works. And it's 180 degrees from common sense. But it's the law. You got to deal with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now.
We are back. You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, before I get into the other stuff, because I don't want to do all negative stuff. Today's Veterans Day. We should really be talking about our vets. I'm sorry. We'll get to it. I promise. I promise. But and I know it's not a music show, but take a listen.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston.
Feel free to sing along.
Where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, I'm proud to be an American.
proud to be an American. We got boats and planes leaving from all over the place. I will eventually, if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you know this happens frequently. I will get to the topic I was going to tell you I was going to get to. I'm going to tell you what bothers me. What makes me crazy is you got these guys like the football player talking about how bad this country is, how oppressing we are. You know, there's people in countries for years and years and years, the majority of countries who saw the American flag, not American countries, but saw the American flag coming. That was a sign of deliverance. That was a sign of freedom. That was a sign of protection. And yes, we've made our mistakes throughout the years. We've done some pretty stupid things as a country. But you young people, and I know you're not really listening to the show. Maybe somebody will grab this and play it for you someday. But you young people, when you're listening, when you're burning that flag, I want you to think about the men and women that have died in world wars. Who are over there protecting you now. Who protect you here as well. For the freedom. You know, in some countries, you would be shot in the head before that flag stopped burning. In some countries, you would be thrown in jail and do hard labor for the rest of your life for burning the country flag. Seriously. So, I don't understand what the problem is. I do not understand your thought process of thinking that this country is so oppressive that you have to go burn the flag. You want to burn a picture of Trump because you don't like him? Go for it. Have a ball. I don't even care if you want to burn copies of the Constitution. What are you going to buy those for? $1.99 in some stores or something? There you go. You can get free from your congressman. No, I mean that sincerely. But the American flag, I mean, the Constitution is something that we wrote and we live by and the country is based on. But the flag represents, for me, in my humble opinion, in my little lowly life, it represents, when I see that flag, I see soldiers. I see men and women dying. I see men and women fighting. I see men and women protecting the lives of other human beings. That's what I see. I see it as a sign of freedom for everybody, not just Americans. How many countries have we gone in and freed their people? No, we didn't go in and take over the oil and take over the country. No, I'm talking about what countries have we gone in and saved from someone else and let them go again? Right? This isn't brain surgery. You don't even need to graduate high school to know that. Well, today, if you graduate high school and do well in history, you may believe just the opposite about everything. Because when you have socialist liberal teachers not teaching the truth about the government, not teaching the truth about our history, yeah, you would see this country as oppressive and bad and mean and nasty. And there's many countries we came to the aid of over the years. Many peoples that were being tormented and tortured. You know, I can only speak, I hear my relatives talk. See, I can't always believe the history books, but my relatives that were there, my relatives that talk about what Italy was about, all I can say to you is that when I have people that were born there, that lived it, that heard the bombs going off, how many of you in this country, I guess I can't include you New Yorkers to a degree, but how many of you in this country have heard an air raid siren go off and had to go hide because you were being bombed? Come on, I'll wait. Maybe you're too old to remember. That's right, none of you. And that's because of those vets. That's because of the protection they've afforded us over the years. And if you're not proud to be an American, what the heck are you doing here? I don't stay in clubs, groups, parties where I don't want to be there. I don't want to be associated with those people. Yes, I said those people. I know how much you guys love that. Seriously. Do your own homework. If you can't, and for those of you parents who've got young kids and you kind of know it, but you really don't know the history, please do yourself, do your kids. Do your kids a favor. Learn the history, the real history. Head over to, is it, this is producer, is it wallbuilders.com or wallbuilders.org? Yeah, Rick Green, also a friend of the show, great guy, love him. Does a class. Okay. Go to a site called the wallbuilders.com. All right? Hey, come on. Do I need to spell that? WALLBUILDERS, wallbuilders.com. They've got all kinds of information on the country, on our founding fathers, and all of that. And when you look at what our founding fathers had in mind for freedom. You look at what they were willing to look at what they were willing to give up, people. Can you tell me you know anybody? And I'm not putting you down, please don't take it that way. But do you know anybody that would lay down their life for your freedom? Today. I'm talking about today. Who do you know that's in, you know, we have a lot of people that, you know, they got guns and they're patriotic and they got flags and they got. But how many of those people do you know, come on, you know in your heart, would really fight for you, would lay it down for you, would give up their life for you? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Always a pleasure. Today's Veterans Day. I say grab a kiss a vet, but I don't want to get you killed. Because they may not know what you're grabbing them for, you know what I'm saying? And I want to give everybody, what is it, kudos? I want to give everybody their fair shake. And happy birthday to the Marines yesterday. Anybody save any cake? Instead of cake. So what I need is cake, right? You know, guys, I'm not joking. I'm this serious. I would never end the services. Not that I didn't want to be. And I just have so much love and respect for these guys. I really do. I cannot imagine getting in front of if I was a military guy today. And I know these guys are tough. I'm not stupid here, but I wouldn't. I'd be crying. I'd be either so mad that I would get in trouble with the law, or I'd be crying watching these Maronis burning the American flag, people urinating on the flag, crapping on the flag. I mean, physically doing those things. And it would infuriate me. I mean, next to abusing one of my children, I think that would be one of the things that made me nuts, right? So a little bit about honoring American veterans. The Korean War Memorial in Washington, D.C., it reminds us that freedom is not free. Americans have long understood this. Across the generations of 42 million men and women, I want you to get that, 42 million men and women serving as soldiers, sailors, and airmen have been willing to give their time, talents, and even their lives, would you, to protect America and her cherished freedoms. To honor those courageous citizens, November 11 is set aside as Veterans Day. Now, by the way, for some little background, following the horrors of World War I, President Woodrow Wilson declared November 11, 1919, to be Armistice Day, to celebrate the peace brought about as a result of ending the war. The war was not ended by protests, singing "I'd Love to Teach the World to Sing" in perfect harmony. Remember that song? The world did not... We did not end war by putting our guns down, by dismantling our weapons, by having an old naval fleet. Seriously, come on, think about this. Right? We had to be strong. We had to be the bully, if you would. We had to be the stronger. So anyway, on November 11, 1919, to be Armistice Day, to celebrate the peace brought about as a result of ending the war. 20 years later, the federal government made Armistice Day a federal holiday. And in 1954, before I was around, it was renamed the Veterans Day to honor all who served in the military. Now, over subsequent years, the day on which it was celebrated varied, but its purpose remained the same. To remember the expressed appreciation for our veterans. General George C. Marshall, a famous military leader during World War II, summarized the mission of these warriors when he declared, come on, come back. We are determined that before the sun sets on this terrible struggle, our flag, hello, our flag will be recognized throughout the world as a symbol of freedom on the one hand and of overwhelming force on the other. You know, I know it's no good to have silence in radio, but think about that. Right? A symbol of freedom on one hand and an overwhelming force. You have to be strong. You have to be strong. You have to have strength to maintain peace. Peace does not come in weakness, people. I know you'd like to believe that. I know, you know, that some people actually believe. I still haven't got to the money thing. There's some people who actually believe that if we dismantle our military, if we take all this stuff apart and we don't deal with it anymore, you know what happens? The other countries will leave us alone. They'll stop being mad at us. They're only mad at us because we're so strong. We're bullies. Even when we don't bully them. Do you guys know? I don't. All right, so I may get this number wrong, but I'm close. See, I'm telling you up front that I may get the number wrong, but I'm close. There's over 80 countries that these United States of America protect. Did you know that? We have treaties or agreements with them to protect them, to keep them safe, to keep their people safe. You won't hear that from the left. All you hear is about how we want to take everything over, our big bad military, what lousy, nasty people we are. But we protect a boatload of small countries out there who couldn't protect themselves. They're in harm's way, and they might be taken over by some of those big, nasty other countries. Now, if you have a problem with that, I don't know what to tell you, but, man, aren't we supposed to be the givers, the helpers? Anyway, let's talk about money and politics, huh? Finally. So the man who made For the Love of Money, his television show theme song, was outraised, outspent, out-advertised by Hillary Clinton's billion-dollar bid. Listen, what people don't realize, when you talk about how much money was spent by Hillary, you're ignoring what was spent in IEs for her independent expenditures. All those little groups that said, you know, paid for by the committee to elect a better president. You know, they use all these freaky names, but she knew about them. She worked with them all. Right? Donald put a lot of his own money in. There were a lot of groups helping him out. But I was saying to somebody, actually, I was saying it to you people, too. She was spending hundreds of millions of dollars on advertisements against Donald Trump. Notice that there were very few ads on what she was going to do. Most of the ads were against Donald Trump. Hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising. He spent less than 100. He had a third of her ground game. I mean, everything he had, and he even said in one interview, they said, how do you expect to win when you won't put the resources behind it that she is? He said, well, why do you have to be bloated like that? Why do you have to have so much of that? He did more with less. Wow. There is something that is 180 degrees from a federal/government mindset. Now, this outcome underscores through the entirety of his successful White House bid that Trump did do more with less. This includes a smaller but more agile campaign staff. A reported 130 staffers to 800 for Team Clinton. A reliance on, that's their close staff. That's not all through the different states. A reliance on gut instinct over debate prep, extensive polling, or a new age data mining, and a bare-bones ad operation that benefited from Trump's unique ability to gain free media through TV show call-ins and Twitter tirades. Isn't that funny? You know, they always say, you got to watch what you say because it's going to be brought back up. You got to be careful with this. He wasn't careful with anything. The man really wasn't careful. He spoke his mind. And I think even though some people found what he said repulsive, I think some people found what he said refreshing. Because even when I run for office, even some of the places that I'm involved with, I love to be able to turn around and somebody say, do you understand that the other elected officials think exactly like I do? The only difference is I'm willing to say it. So what you want is, you are more comfortable with a bunch of people hiding the truth from you than you are with a guy that's willing to lay it out on the table and tell you what I think and actually act on what I think. Because if that's the case, there's something wrong. Not everything is firing between the two earlobes. You know what I'm saying? Trump's campaign also lagged behind that of Mitt Romney, the man who preceded Trump as a Republican presidential nominee. Romney, the GOP and allied groups raised a little over $1 billion, and they lost. They got their butts whipped. Trump and his allies, all the groups around him, according to the Washington Post, there was less than a billion. It was $795 million spent on Trump. Clinton, along with the Democratic Party and allied groups, raised over $1.3 billion. I don't believe that's a real number for her. I think it was a lot more than that. I think there were outside groups that were outspending him like crazy. The ads in some states were 10 to 1. The ads in California were a waste of money, I thought. She had it. But you know what? Before voting started that morning, they got a call to state for her. No, I won't say it. I'll be nice. Now, the Clinton campaign and its allies accounted for about 75% of all you ready for this one? 75% of all TV ads aired during the general election in Florida, Ohio, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. So 75% of the ads, the political ads that you saw hit online, right, were from Clinton. Come on. How did he win? She was such a bad candidate. She was so hated, so disregarded, so untrustworthy, that apparently no amount of money was going to help her. Romney unleashed $156 million in advertising against President Obama, $241 million in ads the last cycle. Political reported Clinton spent $211.4 million on ads in 2016's general election. And she still got pummeled. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a minute.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, minerals and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Please answer the question.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Okay, here's the deal. Today is Veterans Day. So, the fifth email that I get. So, if you're watching by video, great. Okay. The fifth email that I get with the name of this, the next song I'm going to play. I give you a free coffee mug. And you know they're worth a few bucks, right? So the fifth email I get, you get a free coffee mug. It's really that simple. Okay? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In honor of our veterans from every service, tell me which one this is. Theme of a service. Fifth email. Oh, yeah, five. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. It's one you don't hear as frequently, but just as important, guys. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, guys, thanks for hanging with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You cannot buy an election. I mean, I know we all say you can. So money alone doesn't cut it. And the proof is, look at Clinton. Look at what she spent the first time with Barack, and she still got her butt handed to her, as they say, in a nice way. Right? And you look at what's going on in politics and the money. I think, I got to tell you something. For the longest time, I was worried about the American people. Or the peoples. And now I'm maybe We've poked them in the side of the head enough to get them to wake up and look around them. Seriously. The Clinton campaign and its allies accounted for 75% of all TV ads. I love that. I love that. I just think that's wonderful. During the general election in Florida, Ohio, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, according to data from the Center for Public Integrity provided by Time Magazine, Trump won all four of the swing states, beating Clinton by a combined 820,000 votes. So in the states that she spent a boatload of money on, she spent all the money. He beat her. See, I've been telling my friends locally that are into politics, the negative ads don't work as much anymore. They don't work like they used to. You know why? There's too many of them. You don't pepper them. All you do is hit. Every one of, think about something. Every one of the guys that I was working with in my area that were hit with Trump ads, yeah, they were hitting local assemblymen, local senators. And they were putting them up against Trump, saying, you know, they believe like Trump does. They support Trump. All they did was do a positive ad campaign for them, as far as I'm concerned, because they all won. Okay, Trump needed to spend just $74 million in ad dollars to capture 279 electoral votes. Think about that. Romney spent $156.8 million in advertising against President Obama. And over 241 million in ads last cycle. Political reporter Clinton spent $211 million in ads in total in the 2016 general election. Trump spent $74 million. Can you guys? I know you shouldn't have to need all your toes and fingers for this one. It ain't that hard. Not only did Clinton monetary advantage fail to win her the Electoral College victory, but it also didn't help turn out Democrat voters. Not in the same numbers as the two previous presidential elections. Look, she was not an exciting candidate, and some of them knew this was a problem. Now they won't admit to it, but if you were listening to the Democrats, some of the pundits and what have you, they talked about the fact that she was not exciting. The problem they were going to have was getting Democrats to come out and vote for her. They knew that. And so if they were going to come out and vote for her, there's no way. If you're not going to go to the poll just to vote down ticket, most people won't. So with less money spent, Trump captured about the same number of total votes as Romney in 2012, just fewer than 60 million through 2016's tally. You know, and we're not complete yet. But we're not going to change that much at this point, right? Now the total badly trails the numbers put up by President Obama in 2008. Who had almost 70 million votes. And in 2012, where he had just a little over 65 million votes. Come on, think about it. More people came out for him than came out for her. Wasn't she the goddess of the Democrat Party? She's a woman. Remember all that? I'm a woman. Why should we vote for you? Because I'm a woman. By the way, don't use that clip to say Joe says he's a woman. Please don't do that. That coffee tastes so good in this cup. You got to go buy one.
If, I made it.
That's right, because you made it, honey. Yeah. But if you go on the Facebook, I'll have him on the website soon, but if you go on the Facebook, what am I, 90? If you go up on the Facebook, you can buy the cups, water bottles, all kinds of fun stuff up there. Anyway, in a final analysis, the man who wrote The Art of the Deal ended up with a great one. Trump spent about $13.29 per individual vote. And $2.8 million per Electoral College. I like the way they broke this down. Clinton spent about $21, almost twice as much, per individual vote, and $5.7 million per Electoral College vote. Isn't that wonderful? So, no, money alone will not buy a vote, people. I know some of you are really bent on, yes, it will. But you know what? No, it won't. So anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I very much do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, that you're keeping up. Keeping up is also good, too. Some of you don't quite actually keep up. So, yeah, I got enough time to do this one. University of Lafayette the student that lied about hate crime by Trump. I mean, you shouldn't be surprised. I don't think any of you are really surprised, right? Because these guys have been lying about this stuff all along. They've been. You think about everything they threw at this guy. You know, Trump said at one point, he's so true, I'm a billionaire. I don't need to do this. I don't need the garbage. I don't need the aggravation. He could have been on any beach anywhere in the world enjoying himself for the last 18 months. He wouldn't have had to get his little white scrawny butt out of the chair for 18 months solid. Still had enough money to live off of. And he went through all this garbage. I feel the same way sometimes with the school board stuff. Like, I don't need this. I could be spending more time on the radio stuff and do better with that. Anyway, there's been much ado about alleged violence that would follow Donald Trump's election, but at least one such story of violence turned out to be false. That is at 11:05 a.m., officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, were notified of a robbery and assault on a female University of Louisiana student wearing a hijab by two white males. Of course, they had to be two white males. One of whom was reported to be wearing a Donald Trump hat. Now, the victim said that the suspects then hit her with something metal, which made her fall to the ground. The two individuals hit the victim while she was down and made obscene comments. The two suspects then took the victim's head wrap and wallet. Shortly afterward, the ACLU of Louisiana and the anti-Muslim assault in Lafayette said that the ACLU of Louisiana is outraged, I tell you, outraged at the news of a young Muslim woman being assaulted and robbed in her hijab in Lafayette yesterday morning. The organization declared, adding that the report that her attackers also shouted slurs and wore Donald Trump clothing is especially troubling in light of Mr. Trump's frequent use of anti-Muslim rhetoric on the campaign trail. We condemn this rhetoric and this behavior. We call on Louisianans to reject anti-Muslim bigotry. Muslim Americans and residents that have the same rights that we all do, to practice our religion freedom, openly, to live, work, fear, and to participate equally in life. They also went on to say the act otherwise is in direct contradiction of the values and enshrined in our foundational documents and our laws. Okay? After all of that, the UL Lafayette Police, the City of Lafayette Police, and the FBI investigated the incident. The case was closed because the complainant admitted that she fabricated the story. Immediately, the ACLU of Louisiana came out and said, "We're outraged, I tell you. We're outraged that the police were able to beat a false confession out of her." No, I'm kidding. You won't hear anything from them. There's no apology. She won't apologize. They won't apologize. Did they arrest her? No. Yeah, really, seriously, think about this. So they can get away with anything. When I say they, I'm not talking about Muslims. I'm talking about the people who hate the Trumpers, the people who hate our values. Yeah, hate our values. You heard me. Listen to the story she made up. Two white guys, one wearing a Trump hat, beat her, kicked her, knocked her to the ground, hit her with a pipe. Why isn't she in jail? We still, you know, we all talk about Black Lives Matter. We all talk about the differences in law. We always, yeah, there's a difference in law. Right now, the difference is them against us. I guess if you're a Muslim or you're Islamic and you feel like you're being, you know, put down, beat down, whatever, even if you lie about it, that's okay. I want to know why she's not up on charges. I'm Joe Bacino, your host, just on the real side on Genesis Communication Network. Hey, for my Facebook friends, you got to refresh the top of the hour. Can't run the whole show all in one shot. For everybody else, if your station's leaving now, you can get us online, therealside.com. Otherwise, come on back. We're back at the top of the hour.